This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'll admit it, I can't stop watching the dumb dog video. Pretty funny. It is on a loop on my computer right now.
Always happy to amuse you, Scott.
Thank you.
Always happy.
I mean, Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, Saquon Barkley.
Epic, Sam. We hope he's okay.
Hitting his benchmark.
He cut left like actually, nobody's business.
Actually, he left the benchmark on Dana's car.
That's right. And the bench.
Brian Laundrie's parents have ripped a new documentary about their son's murder of girlfriend Gabby Petito as being one-sided and riddled with inaccuracy despite refusing to give their side of the story. The Netflix docuseries, I believe it's three parts, because we watched it last week, American Murder, Gabby Petito. It's very good considering the subject matter. Spotlights in part accusations that the killer's parents, Chris and Roberta Laundrie, stonewalled investigators when their son's girlfriend first vanished on a cross-country road trip back in 2021. Said the Laundrie family attorney, the documentary was what we expected. One perspective decided or depicted as the truth as seen through their lens. Each side believes their perspective is correct, hard to see through the lens of the other.
Wait, what
with
other
all the noise and distrust.
What other perspective is there?
What they're doing is classic, we're the victims. We're the ones who are being poorly portrayed. You wrote your son a letter that said, burn after reading.
For the sake of playing devil's advocate here, we are the first on this program to always point out that documentaries have a spin.
That is correct. And let me remake that point, if I may. Documentaries set out with a premise, and then they go out and prove it.
Here's what we know. When Gabby Petito went on that road trip with Brian, she was breathing.
That's correct.
She was no longer breathing, and he did that to her, and his mom and dad, take this to the bank, knew it. Can they prove that they knew it? No. Would it have changed the outcome of what had happened?
No.
I believe they knew within probably hours of him murdering her because he called frantic and said, she's gone, I need a lawyer.
And they called a lawyer before they called anybody else.
Now, can they go to prison for that? Apparently not. Should they just shut their mouths and never speak about this again? Yes, stop talking. You don't get to talk in this scenario. You just don't. I'm sorry.
What do they end up doing? Not that you care, but I'm just curious.
You go into hiding and you live a very quiet life.
On what money? Nobody's ever going. I would never hire Roberta or whatever his name is, Laundrie. Chris and Roberta Laundrie. Who's going to give them a job? They're gross.
Are they retired? I don't know.
I bet they can't be. They were in their 20s, so I would imagine they're in their 50s.
There was a story in the New York Post yesterday about the sister of Brian being estranged from the family because of everything that went down.
You know, I'm still just, I understand it, but I don't, because it's infuriating that they were not legally obligated to talk to authorities about what they knew. Please tell me that would be different if they had known ahead of time he was planning on killing her, or even if they knew he was abusing her. Or being abusive to her.
Has it been proven that he was planning to kill her when they set out on that trip?
No, but I'm asking, like, is it just because they, I believe, found out she was murdered after he murdered her? Like, there's nothing they could have done to stop it if they didn't know. And I'm not saying they knew. I mean, I think he was a sociopath, and wouldn't you know that if your son was a sociopath? Maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't. I don't know.
But they could have brought closure to her parents
by saying,
much quicker fashion. Like,
quietly between lawyers, she's gone. He told us she's gone. We're not going to offer you false hope. We're going to do what's best for our son right now. We're going to get him legal representation. Yeah. But we're not going to string you along as you're searching ditches and culverts. And, you know, that was how many days was it before they found it? Just absolutely heart-wrenching.
Well, it was enough time for him to drive all the way back from Utah.
Hang out at the house.
For a little while, plot his own demise, and then go and commit it. So it was more than a week.
Feed himself to the gators, per se.
I think it was probably 2 weeks between her death and his suicide.
I watched the first part of that. I watched the first episode.
You should watch the other two. It's really well done.
It made me so mad. I was like, I can't. I'm so mad.
And I agree with the rage that you have right now. But at the end of the day, from a legal standpoint, if they don't have proof that he said to them on the phone, "Mom, Dad, I killed her. I need a lawyer."
But even then, Sam, what the experts are saying that they've interviewed is they did not have a legal obligation.
That is correct.
To speak to authorities. This is from one of the legal experts in Florida. The parents were not legally obligated to speak to authorities or to her family, quote, even if they did know something. And I think that is shocking to a lot of people.
You have a right to not self-incriminate.
But it wasn't their self-incrimination.
It is if they knew. We're talking about charging them legally. Wouldn't that be their self-incrimination? But again, I'm still playing devil's advocate.
I understand you are, then that's fine. That doesn't bother me at all. Is it self-incrimination? Because I know that laws might differ from state to state as to whether you're obligated to, if you know that your spouse has committed a heinous crime, whether you're obligated to basically tell police, my spouse just did something terrible, and here's what they did. This is not a spouse. This is a child. And it's a little bit different.
If police ask you, Scott, do you know something about this? And you say, on the advice of my attorney, I'm not going to answer that. Okay? You have the right to do that. Okay?
Which is what they did.
But if police say to you, do you know something about what happened? And you say, no.
How is that not hindering an investigation?
Obstructing justice.
Or hindering an investigation, yeah.
And maybe that's just like such a fine split hair that maybe because they didn't say no when asked, like, do you know anything about this?
Right.
Maybe because they only said, on the advice of our attorney, we're not going to comment, that they didn't theoretically lie. It still makes them horrible human beings.
It does. Where is the humanity? There is another family.
Void.
There is another family across town that is losing sleep every night wondering where their daughter is.
Praying to God she's still alive.
Correct.
And you know she's not.
Those thoughts have to start creeping into your mind, yes. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott. Here on KMBZ.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.